The Healing Womb, a meditation telecircle for women on a healing journey, is an offering from my heart to yours. I am Laura Hegfield and will be your guide. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Belev soul collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com. My blog, Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice, can be accessed through the website. Good morning, and welcome to the Healing Womb. Our circle is broad and open, spreading from the northeast coast of the United States, down into the south, across the Midwest, towards the Pacific coast, up into Canada, and one lovely friend will be joining us all the way from the UK. While I know not everyone is on the call in this moment, some will listen to the podcast later, I'd like to welcome everyone now so we all feel connected and included and know with whom we are sitting energetically. Around me is a circle of paper hearts that I've cut out. Each heart has one of your names on it. It's like a protective womb. This circle of hearts holds space for all of us. It is a container of compassion, loving kindness, and healing. So who are we in this circle? We are Anne, Anne Marie, Anita, Cheryl, Claire, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Noreen, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Terry, Viv, me, Laura, and my dog, Ellie, who I'm hoping is going to remain calm and quiet while we practice. If she does begin to bark or move around and you hear her collar jingling, just consider it as any other ambient sound in your environment, and don't become attached to it. Just notice it's there, it's just a sound, and let it go. If you're joining our call live on one of our extra phone lines I set up, or listening on the podcast, but have not had an opportunity to contact me yet, I'm really glad that you're here, and I hope you will send me an email soon so I can make a heart for you to place in our circle and add you to our email and Evite list so you'll be informed of Healing Womb news as it arises. So I've lit a candle. Light is symbolic of healing and comfort. May the light emanating from this flame spread wide like our circle, offering comfort and a feeling of safety with whatever arises as we sit together. We are a gathering of strangers who have become companions on a shared healing journey. If you have a blanket, shawl, or sweater, either set it near you or place it over your shoulders or whole body now. I'm going to give you a few moments to sit or lie down, adjusting yourself for comfort, while I read a healing poem. After that, I'll offer us some guidance into the practice, and then the remainder of our time will be enveloped in silence. Toward the Light by Lenore Horowitz. By moonlight or starlight, or in the sun's bright rays, I journey, guiding my way by keeping to the light as best I can. Sometimes all seems dark. Then I remember how the poppy turns its head, follows the sun's passage across the sky, then rests in night's cool shadows, bowing in thanks to whatever power makes the stalk stand straight and strong, drawing deep from its roots a wine dark love. In moonlight, the garden glows, silvering the poppies. And even by starlight, you can tell shades of darkness if you try. Do not lose heart when vision dims. Journey forth as best you can. Bloom when you are able. Rest when you must. Keep faith. Keep always toward light. Whether you are reclining or sitting, let's all bring awareness to our bodies in space. Inhale as you raise your shoulders toward your ears. Exhale and release them to gravity. Inhale, lifting them again. Exhale, and as you do, roll your shoulders back, opening your chest and your heart as the bony blades glide down along your spine. Inhale once more, this time elongate your spine from the tip of your tailbone to the crown of your head, shoulders relaxed, neck long, and exhale. If you are sitting, rest your hands on your lap or your thighs, palms facing upward in a gesture of receiving, or along the sides of your body if you are reclining. Close your eyes for a moment and gently begin to nod your head down toward your heart and up to neutral. Relax your jaw, tip of your tongue touching your top teeth, eyes relaxed behind the closed lids. Now continue bobbing your head down and up as if you're saying yes, 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 rhythmically, and continue bobbing. Yes to time spent caring for yourself. Yes to being part of a community of open-hearted souls. Yes to this moment. Yes to healing and wholeness in your precious body. Yes to this fragile, beautiful, ever-changing life we are living. Bring your head to stillness, resting in a neutral position, chin ever so slightly tilted toward your heart. If you are reclining, open your eyes now and set your gaze softly beyond your knees toward your toes. By keeping your eyes open, you will more likely stay alert. If you do doze off, however, you probably just needed the rest. And as this is a meditation circle for healing, we all know that rest is essential. If you are sitting, you may choose to keep your eyes closed or open them with a downward focused gaze. Now draw your awareness toward the tip of your nose. Inhale, and as you do, perhaps you'll feel the coolness of breath as it enters. Exhale, mindful of your upper lip, where you may feel a warm sensation as the breath passes. Continue breathing as you must, and realize that there's no need to control your breath, no need to slow it down or lengthen it. Just attend to your own natural breathing rhythm. Consider your breath to be an anchor dropped into your home harbor. It marks the place you will return to again and again when you are aware that your thoughts have wandered into a story, a physical sensation vies for attention, or a strong emotion rises up. Simply notice these shifts and say to yourself something like, a thought, a sensation, a feeling, okay, and then return to your breath, to your home harbor. As practicing meditators, you likely already know that it is precisely during these moments of witnessing a thought, emotion, or sensation arising and passing that mindfulness is unfolding. They are not reasons to judge ourselves as good or bad meditators. Each distraction is a gift. It is an opportunity to practice the art of return, returning to just this breath, one at a time, and then just this one, and just this one. I'll enter silence until the end of our practice, at which point I will sound a chime and offer a blessing so you will know it's time to return to the rest of your day. May you be blessed with peace and a sense of wholeness, just as you are in this moment. And may it be so for all beings. I thank you for sitting with me today, supporting my practice, and supporting one another. This is truly an act of generosity to take care of each other and ourselves by making time to just be. Sometimes life can feel so lonely, particularly if we are somewhat isolated due to illness or simply the location of our home. It is vital for the ongoing process of healing in our lives to know that we are part of a community. I look forward to practicing with all of you again in the healing womb on Friday, February 24th. May you be blessed on your journey.